Hey, what's going on? It's Dr. Mike T. Nelson here with the Flex Diet Podcast. And today is just a little bit shorter, kind of solo cast with just me. We have lots more guests coming up in the next few weeks. And then if you've missed any of the back episodes recently, check them out. We had James Nestor on here from the book Breathe. We also had Rob Wilson talking about breathing techniques from Shift Adapt. He's working with Brian McKenzie, formerly from The Art of Breath. We had Steve Horney, who's interviewed me about my journey, and lots more. So make sure to check out any of the back episodes if you have missed them. And today, of course, this is brought to you by the Flex Diet Certification, and wanted to let you know that as of this recording, which is Tuesday, September 15th, 2020, the Flex Diet Certification is open again. This will be the last time that it's open to the public in 2020. Go to flexdiet.com. So www.flexdiet.com. It'll be open from now, as of this recording, through Sunday night at midnight, September 20th, 2020. So if you are listening to this outside of that time frame, you can still go to flexdiet.com and you can get on the wait list, which will put you on the daily email list there. We'll send you some cool stuff all the time. And I did open it up to the newsletter first, so you'll get notifications when that opens up again in the future, along with lots of daily content and even special surprises that I don't have go out to the podcast or social media anywhere, or do kind of random office hours where you can literally just call and ask me any questions and all sorts of other fun stuff. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about something that is related to the Flex Diet Cert, shameless promotion there. And this is my secret goal. I haven't really talked about this much at all, even though the certification's been out for about 2 years. My secret goal of what I wanted to accomplish when I sat down to design it. So as you're familiar with, I started studying the concept of metabolic flexibility about 13 plus years ago. It was part of my PhD dissertation. And the Flex Diet, the two main components of it are metabolic flexibility plus flexible dieting. It's kind of those two concepts mashed together. So I've been looking at the concept of metabolic flexibility for many, many years now. And I like it because it talks about macronutrients and doesn't really pigeonhole you into any one specific one. So fats can be a great macronutrient. Just depends on what you want to do. If you're hanging out listening to this podcast at rest or doing some low to moderate intensity exercise, fat is a preferred fuel. However, if you're going to drop the hammer, do some weight training, maybe you're going to do some evil 500 meter or 2000 meter on the rower, some sprinting, running, strongman, CrossFit, whatever, then you definitely want the ability to use carbohydrates. Metabolic flexibility is how well can you use fat, how well can you use carbohydrates, and then how well can you switch back and forth between the two. And again, that's not probably news to anyone here, but my secret goal when I was creating the Flex Diet Certification was actually how can I empower people, primarily trainers, although we've had about 40% of the people go through are actually just high-end fitness enthusiasts looking to use those concepts for themselves. How can I design something that is a complete system and framework to literally empower people to take control of their metabolic health? If you're a trainer, can you then apply that system to your clients, right? Because especially now, I probably don't need to remind everyone that metabolic health is a huge key. And unfortunately, we've seen that more this year than ever before. If you are not in good metabolic health, you are at a risk for many other diseases and other nasty things. So we want to take care of it. And when I used to travel around a lot, not too much as of late, in airports and other areas, you can see that nutrition coaching is definitely probably needed by a lot of people. And I get it. There's a lot of extremely confusing information out there, especially in the media and on the internet. So my goal with designing the Flex Diet certification was to empower either an individual or primarily what I had in mind was trainers. If you are training people now and you are not using some form of nutrition, in my biased opinion, you are doing your clients a disservice. It's pretty much almost all your clients are looking for body composition and performance. And we all know that nutrition is a huge component of that. So how did I go about designing the system so that at the end of it, a trainer feels empowered to actually work with their clients about nutrition? Because the biggest complaint I got was one from gym owners that it was just too hard to do nutrition work and they didn't have a system to do it. And then two from individual trainers is that they just didn't feel qualified to talk about nutrition with their clients. So therefore, a lot of times they did not. And I definitely get that. It is not easy conversations, whether it's in person with a client or online. A lot of it isn't really necessarily based on science. It's an emotion. There's a psychology component. And the reality is people still have to eat, right? So every day they've got to make multiple decisions about what they should consume for food. It's something that you're trying to change in them, that they have many reps, probably not in the best direction. So it definitely is something that is hard. When I set out to design this, I had three main components that I wanted to cover. I didn't want it to be exclusively just do this and everything will work, because physiology is complex and that's going to break down. So when I set it up, I had three components. Number one was the big picture, the concepts that are kind of the overarching things that you need to know about. As I talked about in the intro, it's metabolic flexibility plus the concept of flexible dieting. I wanted to have a framework, but yet it be flexible, because everyone is going to have certain things that they like about nutrition, certain things that they don't. Maybe they actually enjoy doing a ketogenic approach. Maybe they're a vegan. Maybe they don't tolerate dairy, right? The list kind of goes on and on. So the analogy I use is that if you had a client day one and you've got only one approach, it's like going to the bowling alley and you're trying to teach the client who's never bowled in their life that, okay, I want you to go and I just need you to hit a strike every single time. That's not very realistic. Odds are it's not going to end well. So with a flexible system, the analogy I think of in my head is if you've ever had those little inflatable bumpers on the side of the bowling alley, the goal then is to get the ball down to the end and just knock down a couple pins. So we're going to purposely help you out and we're going to rig the system in your favor so that you stay in one lane. We're going to help you and make sure you don't end up in four lanes somewhere else and completely, utterly lost. However, we're not expecting you to bowl a strike every single time. We're going to rig the system. We're going to put up these little inflatable things in the gutter. And your job is just to knock down some pins on the other end. And it's okay to weave back and forth as the bowling ball goes down the alley. That's perfectly fine, right? So we need a flexible approach on how to do that. So you'll have the big picture, the concepts of metabolic flexibility, and flexible dieting. So for every one of the eight interventions, there is a video on the big picture, and that continues to evolve over the course of the eight different interventions. And the interventions are everything from protein, fats, carbohydrates, fasting, sleep, exercise, NEAT, things of that nature. The nice part about having a big picture idea and framework is that you now have context, right? So if someone asks you a question that wasn't explicitly answered in the 30 plus hours of the crazy certification, you can probably figure it out, right? Because you now have context. And when you have context, that makes you a lot less dangerous. That was my main goal with that part. So number 2 of 3 was technical information, right? You need to know kind of the technical chops, the background. What does the research say about each intervention? So for example, protein. What does the research say about protein? Why do we need it? What exactly is it? Again, we don't spend too much time on just the basic components, but the theory of it. Everything from, you know, protein breakdown, muscle protein synthetic response. And it's done in a way where, yes, I'm going to use some technical terms, but we're going to explain it to you. So you don't need to sit down with a dictionary and translate each individual word. And my goal when I did the technical primers for each one was, can I condense this into about 1 hour? So the constraint that I purposely built into the system was, what do you need to know about dietary protein, for example, or fat or carbohydrates, fasting, etc.? And I have 1 hour to teach this to you. And it has to be based on the research. So at the end of it, there's all the references that you can go look up for yourself. To me, that is much more useful than an 8-hour lecture about protein. You probably don't need that much, maybe, but it's going to be 64 hours then just to get through any technical components. And that's not super useful, right? You might as well go back to college for that. And the reality was, if you gave me 4 hours to do a lecture about protein or 40 minutes, 4 hours is way easier, right? Because you've got the luxury of time, you can go in depth, you can cover a lot more things. Unfortunately, everyone has a limited amount of time. So doing a 4-hour lecture for each one, probably not going to fly. So for each intervention, then we've got a big picture video, continual picture of metabolic flexibility, flexible dieting, which gives you context. And then we've got a technical primer for each one of them that gives you the technical chops. What do you need to know based on actual research? And the third component, and there's also a bonus fourth component, was the specific action items that you need to do. So one of the things that I didn't like about some other certifications was they had really good information. Everything was awesome. But at the end, people were still a little bit confused about what do they actually do. So going back to my number one goal is to make you feel empowered to talk to your clients about nutrition. I found that having specific action items was helpful. And so I developed over the years of doing this with actual clients, 5 specific action items for each intervention. So if you take 5 for each of the 8 intervention, there's 40 different interventions, or I should say 40 different action items that are baked into the system. So for example, with protein, there's 5 different ways you can still hit the goal of what we want you to do for protein. If it's carbohydrates, it's 5 different ways. Fasting, 5 different ways. And within the system, we show you which one of those action items are going to be best for the client that's sitting in front of you, right? So again, this is a little bit more of the framework, right? Go back to our bowling analogy. We want to keep you in the same lane, but we are allowing you to kind of weave back and forth a little bit. And we're trying to make it semi-client led, right? So we want them to have some skin in the game. We want them to help with some of the decisions that they are going to be making. Because the reality is, we're not going to be able to do it for them. At the end of the day, they are the ones who are going to have to decide. So we can rig the system a little bit in their favor to get them some wins and get them moving along to their goal of better body composition and performance without destroying their health. So we have 8 interventions. For each one of those, we've got 5 specific action items. And again, we show you in the system how to figure out what specific action item is going to be best for them with each particular time. And then number four, which is a bonus, is I have interviews with actual experts. If you wanted to know all about protein synthesis, then one of the top experts in the world is going to be Dr. Stu Phillips. We talk with him about the details of running different studies, and we go more in depth on that topic. I also talked to my buddy, Dr. Jose Antonio, about protein overfeeding. What if you give people massive amounts of protein? What happens? And then for each one of the interventions, we have different expert interviews. And these are actual real experts who their job is to do research. Some of them do some practical application also. So we go even further down the rabbit hole for each intervention, talking with actual researchers. So we've got everyone from Dr. Eric Helms talking about flexible dieting. We've got more from Dr. Stephen Guillené about how does appetite regulation work. Dr. Dan Pardy talking about the different aspects of sleep and exercise. We also have different ones, too, from things that you may not think about. Like, what about different groups of fungi for micronutrition? So we talked to an expert on that. And I wanted this to be more of a full range of interventions. So Jeff Chilton is the guy on medicinal mushrooms, kind of an underappreciated nutrient power horse. We also talked to Dr. Mike Ormsby about pre-sleep carbohydrates and protein. Dr. Hunter Waldman about the interaction of insulin, glucose, and exercise. So we have real experts in the course also that you get to listen to via interview. So that's the Flex Diet certification outline. I just wanted to take a little bit of time to go over that today. Again, if you have any questions at all, you can just email me directly if you like. Just send them to questions@flexdiet.com. It is open right now as of Tuesday, September 15th of this recording. Just go to flexdiet.com and you will be able to enroll there. Again, any questions, feel free to hit me up. It'll be open through September 20th at midnight. And if you are listening to this after that time frame, you can still go to flexdiet.com, FlexDiet.com, and you'll be able to get on the wait list. So the next time that it opens, you will be the very first person to know. So that's some background on the Flex Diet certification, the main sort of secret goal of why I created it. And I hope to see you there. Thanks again. More podcasts coming up. Always appreciate you listening. Take care.